In this episode, episode 69 of the Daily Hustle, we get into the basics, the foundation level of coming up top in Google and why that might be huge for your business. Also, there is a history lesson that you do not want to miss.
Broadcasting from the Box That Rocks and Thrive15.com world headquarters, it's the Daily Hustle with Daniel McKenna.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is episode 69 of the Daily Hustle. To my left, Marshall F. Morris. He's punches and bunches. Over here, Daniel McKenna. This is the coming up top in Google searches, the SEO manifesto, episode 69. Marshall, how you doing over there?
I would say fine.
Are you throwing punches and bunches?
Fine like wine.
Are you throwing punches in bunches while being fine like wine?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I would say so. Hey, I just want to let you know, are you wearing a new shirt?
Why would you let me know if I'm wearing a new shirt?
I just want to let you know that I recognize that you're wearing a new shirt.
This is certainly not a new shirt, but thank you. Thank you for noticing. Well, thank you for letting me know.
I just want to let you know.
This one's going to be a good one here, Marshall. We're talking about the SEO manifesto. Much of this content is from the book Start Here, with the SEO manifesto attached onto that, written by Clay Clark / Marshall Morris / Jonathan Kelly. Marshall, approximately how many times did you go through this book / how many hours did you spend on this book making little tweaks, change that, change this, add this in? Do you have any, like, off the top of your head numbers here?
I spent, in terms of hours, about 120 hours on it.
And could you approximate how many hours Clay Clark spent on this book? Could you any approximate?
He spent probably about 150 writing it.
And then how about the Jonathan Kelly SEO manifesto?
The SEO manifesto has taken years to develop. Years. And we finally put it into book format.
So you're saying somewhere between 270 hours and years is how long this took to get this book written.
That's right.
Okay. It really is a great book. It Start Here by Clay Clark, Marshall Morris, and Jonathan Kelly. Why this matters for you, though, is as a business owner, is you want people to find your business.
That's right.
And there's different ways of doing that. One of them would be advertising. We've talked about Facebook ads, radio ads, TV ads, stuff like that. Just paying to get your word out there. But a lot of people, Marshall, a lot of people don't trust the ads. A lot of people, if you convinced them in an ad, it's because you showed them an ad a lot of times. Or maybe you were put up an ad when they were specifically looking for that thing. But a lot of people, they'll just get onto Google. They'll say, yoga in Tulsa. Or, I'm looking to join a cycling club. Cycling club. Nothing. Okay, so those are not my state. Cycling club in Oklahoma. Well, that's 2 hours away. Cycling club in Tulsa. And that's how they're finding this information of stuff that they're looking to go out and get, right?
Yeah.
For the double baker's dozen of clients that you work with, how big is Google? How big is Google for these clients?
Very big. Huge.
As far as like actually impacting their business?
Gargantuanly.
Can you explain to the people at home how gargantuanly it is to those businesses?
Have you seen those bulldozers? Have you seen the buckets on those bulldozers before?
Yeah, totally.
I'm not talking about like dump trucks. I'm talking about like the big ones where you got to like climb a ladder to get up into the truck. Have you seen these before?
I don't know what you're talking about, no.
Okay, well, they're huge trucks.
Okay.
They could fit a mini baseball field inside the bed of the truck.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're huge.
What?
They're gigantic.
I legitimately don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. You gotta just watch late night History Channel or something like that. It's okay. You see these huge dump trucks.
Okay.
They're big. It's like 8 of those dump trucks full of value in coming up top in Google. It's a game changer.
Since I can't mentally, visually put that together, how big is this for these businesses in terms of actually selling stuff?
Oh, it could let me give you an example. Search engine optimization
Yes.
has now taken somebody like a Steve Currington. A Steve Currington.
Go on.
Who operates TLC Lending. TLC Lending. He does home mortgages. He is now on the front page of Google and now is closing about 2 or 3 home mortgages a day. And, you know, the commission on that is like $3,000.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Homie just bought a Lamborghini.
And today he's like, nah, I don't feel like taking the Lambo. I'll just drive the Bentley in.
Yeah. So it's just like it could genuinely like he did this over the course of a year. He got to the front page of Google for home lending in Tulsa, home mortgage Tulsa.
So people don't know in Tulsa, in the great city of Tulsa, they don't know where to go for their home mortgages.
Yeah.
So they get on the Google machine. They Google. He happens to be up top. One of the first links you can click on. And that's how they find him.
I pulled up super dump trucks, and so we'll throw up an image of a super dump truck.
Before I get on, we're talking about like the basis here, and by this point, everybody knows what Google is. Everybody knows what search engine optimization is. Maybe they don't know how to do it, but they know what it is. They get the concept. You want your company to come up top. These are all very important things, but we glanced over and we just did not give it very much appreciation for the episode 69.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No real athletes of note wore 69. So I went to the year 69 AD. Are you ready for this? Because this is a major history lesson here, Marshall.
Educate me.
Okay, well, here we go. Year 69, known as the year of the four emperors. Talking about Roman civilization here, Holmes. You ready for this history lesson?
I'm ready.
January 1, Roman legions in Germania Superior refuse to swear loyalty to Galba. He's the current emperor. They rebel and they say, no, Vitellius is the emperor. June 15th, Galba and his adopted son are murdered by the Praetorian Guard on the Roman Forum. So June 1, they're like, nah, man, that's not the king. This guy's the king. Or I guess emperor, not king. So they off that dude at January 15th. Otho sees power in Rome. So these guys are like, nah, man, Vitellius is the dude. So they go ahead and they kill Galba. But then Otho's like, nah, homie, you guys were waiting on me. I'm coming in. This is my guy. I'm the emperor now. So Otho's in there. That was January 15th. Well, April 14th, the first battle of Bedriacum?
Checks out.
Checks out. Vitellius, the dude that these people were like all behind, right? Vitellius defeats Otho's legions and Otho commits suicide. So we're to April 14th, and Vitellius has now become the emperor. We're already on emperor number 3.
Here we go. We got one more.
Tiberius Julius Alexander orders his legions in Alexandria to swear allegiance to Vespasian as emperor on July 1st. Nobody likes anybody. Everybody's wanting the throne. Nobody wants that. Because the Roman civilization is like the modern world at this point, right? Like that's all we know. That's what we know. They got their spots everywhere. August 1st, Batavian Rebellion. The Batavians in Germania Inferior, /Netherlands, revolt under the leadership of Gaius Julius Civilis. German war bands cross over to join the revolt and attack the fortress at Mainz. So everybody's just fighting everybody, man. Nobody's happy with anybody. Can you imagine? Okay, so Donald Trump is the president right now. Can you imagine, like, yeah, we have all kinds of protests, but let's say that, like, California and Oregon joined together. And they revolted against the Donald Trump fortress. And they killed Donald Trump, and now Arnold Schwarzenegger is our president. And then months later, Texas and Oklahoma band together and attack Arnold Schwarzenegger's fortresses. And they killed Arnold Schwarzenegger. George Bush is back as president. That's what's going on here. October 24th, second battle of Bedriacum. I said it wrong again. Flavians under Antonius Primus defeat the Vitellians. December 22nd, Vitellius is captured and murdered by the Germanian stairs. Vespasian becomes emperor. And then Vespasian lays siege to Jerusalem. The city is captured the following year by his son Titus. That was all in one year. Four different emperors controlling the modern world. in 1 year.
I never knew so much about 69.
Well, now, I mean, you don't know how to correctly pronunciate their names.
Or how I will ever bring that up in conversation.
That's a great cocktail story. You know what that reminds me of? You're 69 AD.
There you go.
Okay, so the source content we were talking about today is from Start Here, SEO Manifesto, but also the stuff that how we got there. How we got there. There's some great books here, Marshall. Get Rich Click by Mark Ostrovsky. Search Optimization All in One by Bruce Clay. And Honest Seduction, Using Post-Click Marketing to Turn Landing Pages into Game Changers by Scott Brinker et al. These are the books that led us to where we are with the knowledge that we have for the SEO Manifesto. Any commentary on any of those books? I've read these books. Have you read these books?
Yeah, they're great books.
Any commentary on any of these books? How we got here?
Get Rich Click is a green book.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
That's all I got.
Okay. We'll skip that's all the history lesson we'll give you. We'll get into the real meat here. And if you want more history lesson content, just contact Marshall at thrive15.com. He's got all the history lessons for you. SEO Manifesto. Search engine optimization is about getting in front of your ideal and likely buyers who are already searching for the solutions your company provides. If you are not on page one of Google search engine results, you are invisible to customers, which is only cool if you're trying to hide from additional revenue, customers, and money. Marshall, real life hypothetical here. What is something you might be in the market to buy sometime tomorrow or 5 years from now, but don't necessarily have a dedicated location you're planning on buying it from?
A home mortgage.
A home mortgage, really?
Yep.
Okay. So what would you, punch this into the Google machine here, what would you search to find information about home mortgage when it comes to trying to make a decision, trying to make a buying decision here?
Tulsa home mortgage.
Tulsa home mortgage. Just type that in, pop it up. So at the very top of the page, there are four results that have the little ad square next to them. These are Google AdWords.
Mm.
These are spots that people paid for.
Mm.
Every time we click on these, it could cost them $1, it could cost them $5. I'm guessing this is probably a pretty competitive space.
Mm.
It probably costs these people a decent chunk of money every time we click on these ad links.
Probably.
Then there's the map, local map. They say, hey, Cityscape home mortgage, that's right here. And First Security home mortgage, that's right here. Showing you, hey, locally, this is very close. And then underneath that, that's where we are with the localized search results. Now, right now, under Tulsa home mortgage, ZFG mortgage is top. So if you do not know Steve Currington, let's say you live in a world that doesn't include Steve Currington. You said Tulsa home mortgage. You type that in. Are you looking at the AdWords? Are you looking at the map? Are you looking at the organic results? What are you going to look at?
I'm just probably clicking on the first seven things, just opening them all in separate tabs and then going from there.
AdWords and local search and organic.
Just let's get all of them and let's start shopping.
So it doesn't matter to you?
No.
So the map only matters if you're trying to like physically go to that location. So depending on what your business does, that may or may not matter for you. If you're a restaurant, that matters a lot. If you are a online provider or something, that doesn't matter at all. Right? Google AdWords up top, you're paying $3, $5, $10 a click. So you just opened up all these tabs real quick, just charged all the bank accounts, bang, 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 bang. And then you're like, man, maybe I'll look at this.
Maybe.
But underneath that, that's the organic stuff. That's what comes up when people are searching to find stuff about Tulsa home mortgages.
I typically like to think that everything below the ads is a little bit more honest, because anybody with a huge bankroll can just be up top for specific keywords just by paying their way to the top.
So this is a good transition point here, because we're talking about Google and why Google works the way it does. You just brought up a point.
I did.
You just said that, hey, up top, anybody with some money, they can take that spot. They may or may not have the information I'm looking for.
Mm.
They may or may not be a reputable service.
That's right.
All we know is they paid to have that spot.
That's right.
Talk about Google and why they lay out things the way they do. Why do they spend so much time trying to make sure that what comes up in Google is relevant to the search. It matters to the person searching. Talk about that.
Because Google creates more and more engagement, the more relevant search results that are returned to you as a searcher, as a Googler, the better information that they provide you, the more likely you're going to use Google again.
Mm.
And so Google's product that they sell, Google search, the product is the quality of search results that they return you. So the better that they can return relevant content, the more likely that you're going to use it again, tell a friend, and use it to the point where now Google is a verb. Why don't you just Google that?
Nobody says, why don't you just Bing that?
Why don't you just Bing that?
Why don't you just Yahoo that?
Why don't you just ask Jeeves?
Yo, man, why don't you ask Jeeves?
Yeah. Why don't you just cha-cha that?
You know more of these than I do.
So the point is Google's focused on providing these relevant search engine results.
Because then I'll keep coming back and using Google.
That's right.
If it's good results.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So why, Marshall, if you're done any search engine optimization before, you know that occasionally, multiple times a year, Google will change the way it ranks stuff. Back in the day, it was all about, and I'm getting ahead of myself here a little bit, but back in the day, it was all about having the most backlinks. You got to have the most amount of other websites that are linking to your page.
Oh, yeah.
So you could go online, and you could literally just, there are services that you could buy hundreds and thousands of backlinks from various websites all over that you've probably never heard of, maybe not even in your language, that would link to your website, and that would help you with your search engine optimization. They've changed that, though.
Correct.
Why do they keep changing their algorithm? Why does that keep changing to saying, okay, now these are the rules?
So a lot of people think that Google keeps changing this because they want to keep providing a lot of... One, Google sincerely does want to make the search results better for the person that's searching. That's the first thing.
Yep.
The second thing is that a lot of people think that they just keep changing it arbitrarily and just for no really particular reason, and then you got to adapt. Okay. But really what Google is doing is the core of search engine optimization, the core of it is the same. It remains the same. The things that they are changing are typically the areas that are being the most exploited by people trying to get to the top of Google.
Trying to game the system.
Trying to do a bunch of hacks to get up top, okay? And so if you continue and you execute the system, which is the core of search engine optimization, if you execute the core, and you're not trying to deceive the system, if you're not trying to hack, if you're not trying to game the system, then you're never going to have to worry about the changing algorithms. There will be small things that you can do to improve, and we'll walk you through that. But the core of search engine optimization remains the same.
So they're changing the rules based on people that are saying, okay, I know how this works now. I'm going to hack this system by buying thousands of links from Dubai. It's going to take me 5 minutes, and bam, I'm on top of Google. But Google's saying, wait, that doesn't change the relevancy of your website. That doesn't help our searchers find good stuff. So we're going to go ahead and kill that part. We're going to change that algorithm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Marshall, let's go ahead and get into this here then. With the disclaimer, if any of this info confuses you or overwhelms you, or if it's the first time you've ever heard this, perhaps this goes completely over your head.
Mm.
Perhaps. Just give us a call up here at thrive15.com. Marshall has all kinds of charts, and they do a whole website analysis. So what is a 30-point website analysis? What is that?
It's a lot of points.
There's a lot of points involved where they actually analyze your website to talk about and find out where you need to work specifically to make your business come up higher in Google rankings. Is this true?
That's true.
Am I making this up?
Nope, no lies.
You'll do this for free?
For free.
Where do they need to go to do this if they're interested in that and they're not interested in learning all this stuff?
Write this down. Info, info. Info.
That's three infos.
No, just one info.
One info.
At thrive15.com.
Info at thrive15.com.
Yep.
So if I'm at home and I'm like, yeah, I kind of get the concept, but I don't want to go through all the work, or I kind of get the concept, but I don't know where to start. Info@thrive15.com.
Info@thrive15.com.
And what happens then?
And you just email us over your website.
You email them your website?
Yeah, just email it to us. Say, hey, Daily Hustle sent me. Here's my website. Bam.
So you're saying I should not fax this?
Don't fax it.
Fax it and copy it and print it and put it all together. Send it to you physically.
Yeah. If you're still faxing, God help you.
Does faxing play anywhere into like the Google SEO rankings?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Stop faxing.
That's Marshall's big mission.
No more fax.
No one should be faxing anymore.
No more faxing.
Marshall, here is the Google domination layout here. In the next episode, episode 70, we'll actually get into specifically what this all means and what you can do to change these specific things to get better at this. But here it is, Marshall. Here it is. You ready for this?
I'm so ready.
Okay. If you're at home, take notes here. Take notes because it's legitimately big for your business. Here we go. Architecture. Proper Google website architecture. Number two, mobile. Google mobile compliance. Three, reviews. Like customer reviews on Google. Four, the most relevant original content. Original meaning you didn't copy and paste it from somebody, like you actually wrote it. And lastly, backlinks. High quality backlinks. All of these equal together, all done well, equal Google domination and top of Google search engine results.
That's right.
Marshall, before we go ahead and shut down this episode to get on to the next one, episode 70, let's talk a little bit about these big things here, these big five things we just mentioned. Is this an overwhelming amount of... I mean, you said we spent years of actual practice and reading multiple books and actually trying this stuff and seeing what actually worked to get this down to these five points here. Is this something that we can comprehend? Is this something that you can learn easily? Talk about this big five here that lead to Google domination.
Yeah, it's very, very manageable to be successful in all five of these things. Now, some business owners, they're like, okay, I get it. I have a good grasp on it. I know how it works, okay? Which will help everybody understand how to do. I think some business owners, they unfortunately get duped by these Google certified partners that say that they're going to get them to the top of Google. If you just pay them somewhere between $500 and $18 million, they'll get you to the top of Google.
Wow.
But at no point do you actually know what in they're doing and how they're doing it. So we're going to actually teach you what the optimization equation is, okay? And once you know how to do it, then it's on you. You can either do it yourself or you can pay somebody to do it for you, okay? And it all depends on how you want to be spending your time. You might say, hey, I get it, but my time is going to be better used not writing content or optimizing my website or getting Google reviews. My time would be better spent doing other things. So, yes, it is easy to comprehend. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty details in the next episode. Architecture, meaning the canonical rules, all of the site-specific rules that your site must follow. Mobile, is it mobile-friendly? Can your website access on the phone? Is it, it's a pass-fail grade. It's either mobile responsive or not. Google reviews. Google is prioritizing searches that or search results that have a lot of Google reviews, okay? Because that means people have endorsed that your website, your product, your service is good. And then original HTML content, okay? Do you have more content about a given subject on your website than your competitors? And lastly, backlinks, high quality backlinks. Having a number of other sites that have been deemed an authority site, an authority on a particular subject, do they link to your site? Do they point to your site and create a network called the World Wide Web? Are they pointing to your site? And so these five things, they contribute to the search results that will get you to the top of Google.
Lastly here, Marshall, work with one client who literally maybe a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, this wasn't like years ago, said that she no longer does search engine optimization. This is a real story. She no longer does that. She no longer worries about that because her marketing guy told her that it doesn't work anymore and it's a waste of time and money. Like that, oh yeah, search engine optimization, that doesn't actually work. Here's what you should do instead.
Mm.
This is her. This, I mean, this is from a person that makes a ton of money.
Okay.
Very successful. Her marketing guy told her, yeah, search engine optimization doesn't work anymore. Shouldn't spend your time there. Does this actually work? Does this actually, this is big?
It does work. And I can't really explain through anything other than just examples. But if you type in Tulsa men's haircuts, Elephant in the Room men's grooming lounge is coming up top. Elephant in the Room, the barbershop, the hair salon, it's coming up. If you Google Broken Arrow basketball camps, Broken Arrow basketball camps, Score Basketball, it's coming up top. Okay. If you Google Tulsa cookies, Barbie cookies, they're coming up top. If you Google Tulsa mortgage, stevecurrington.com is coming up. All of these websites, they're coming up. And so I can just keep giving example after example after example. But these are all recent companies that we've done this with. This isn't like dated years ago that we did this. This is like now. Real time. So does it still work? Yes, absolutely. Can the people that are watching and listening, can they execute this? Yes, they can. We're going to break it down and it's going to be very easy for you. But the thing that will be difficult is the execution. The execution is a lot of hard work. But anybody does have the capacity to do this.
That was everything from episode 69, the five things that lead to Google domination. Turn in to episode 70 as we jump into the specifics here of something that could potentially change your business forever. Over there on my left side, Marshall F. Morris. Over here, Daniel McKenna. We will see you next time on episode 70 of The Daily Hustle. Boom.